I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
WGR.
It's hard to find an expert more dedicated than John Clayton.
Sports Radio 550.
He's the consummate pro.
It's John Clayton.
Hey, Mom! I'm done with my segment!
With Shope and the Bulldog.
John Clayton is being brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
He has been an actor, a musician, and of course, for decades covering the NFL, John Clayton with us here on the Western Hotline to talk Bills, Patriots, and more. Lots of news all over the NFL. John, it looks like we're looking at 6 degrees here for this game on Saturday night. That's a tough one.
Yeah, it really is. 6 degrees warmer than what I thought it was going to be, but that's going to be really tough. You figure that makes it a lower-scoring game. You figure that makes it tougher on Mac Jones, the quarterback of the Patriots. Yeah, it's not a good situation because of how cold it is.
Most surface-level analysis indicates that would favor New England, right? The Bills are the passing team. I mean, the quarterback is a bigger, stronger-armed guy in Josh Allen, but still, if you want to make your hay throwing the ball around, it would seem bad weather would favor the opponent in this situation.
Yeah, that's why Buffalo has to run the ball, because it seems like they've been running a little bit more in the last week or two, but they didn't all season long, and that, I think, put them at a disadvantage because, again, I mean, you need more balance in your offense, and if you don't have balance, particularly in a cold weather game like that, you're going to definitely be in trouble. So there's no doubt that they need to go ahead and run the ball, and if they don't, you're right, it does favor the Patriots.
John, when you think about a cold NFL game, like a playoff game, there have been some famous ones. Vicky, yeah. Maybe you would have been in Cincinnati for the AFC Championship, possibly?
No. In fact, for that game in Cincinnati, I was actually sitting in a pool with 70 degrees heat in San Diego, waiting for a San Diego playoff game. So it's like I was in pretty good shape on that one. I did have that Green Bay New York Giant game where it was like -14, -15 with the wind chill and everything else, and I was frozen there. So I'm not big on the cold weather games, even though I grew up in Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that giant Packer, that's your personal best then in this area? Coldest?
It's cold, yeah.
Yeah, 6 degrees doesn't sound like a lot of fun. I mean, they're talking about a new stadium here, John. And you have fans who, of course, are on either side of the issue. But, yesterday we took, for instance, calls from two people. One who I think was first said, you can't build a dome in this thing. I mean, that would just sort of be sacrilege to have the Bills play in a dome. And the other guy said, like, how can you not? 6 degrees for the playoffs, and maybe our team isn't as good as we think it is on a regular day. Like, how can you not? So it doesn't sound like they will, John. I don't think the plan, I know that the plan is not to build a dome stadium here.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I thought I'd tell you that fans here are discussing it, especially with the forecast being what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a good idea, but again, the problem is going to be the cost, and the problem is going to be because obviously it's going to cost a lot more money for a dome stadium. And then on top of that, who's paying for it? And so, for example, if the ownership is going to make up the difference and take it that way, fine. But, how much is the Buffalo area going to pay for the stadium, and how much is the owner going to pay for the stadium? That's still going to be in question. But, it's nice to say that you want an outdoor experience, but 6 degrees is not an outdoor experience. It's not a good one.
It's not a good one, yes.
It's going to be so cold, John. It's going to be so, so cold. We've all, to some degree, I haven't been out there when it's been that cold, but most people here consider themselves Bills fans have some weather game experience, and I think we like to look back at it fondly. I don't know if it's something that you looked forward to ahead of time necessarily, right? Sort of get out there and like, hey, you know what? This was actually pretty cool. It was snowing, and it was awesome, and Jim Kelly was out there with no hat on and a flask, and it was really great. I'm describing a Bills-Miami game from 2002 that many fans may remember where Kelly was on the sidelines, and it was really great. But it wasn't zero out, you know? Like, whatever the temperature was, I know it was not zero.
No, it was nice there. It was nice that day.
Yeah.
Just snowy.
Right. It was probably like 28 and snowing.
Yeah.
And it, like, fine, you know? Fine. Zero. Woo. That's a whole different thing, I think.
Well, I still remember that Green Bay game. And one of the things that I did hear, which I know is true, is that, and again, this is where fans are at an inconvenience. Like, so, for example, you know, obviously when you go and if you want to pick up a beer or two, it's probably better to pick up two because you don't want to make two trips and miss too much of the game because of the lines and things like that. But in that Green Bay game, you can bring your you can bring your beer back and set the second one right below you under the seat, and it'd be frozen within a minute.
Yeah, that's challenging.
Yeah, that's tough. I guess so. It's like that makes it a little inconvenient.
Right, John Clayton on the Wester Hotline. So let's look at the bracket here, John. I mean, the Bills are a 4-point favorite against New England. You've talked about what you think they need to do in this game. I mean, I think most people would say it was not the best draw for them with the Patriots in that matchup. They've lost one game to the Patriots, and then potentially Kansas City if both the Bills and the Chiefs were to win. You've got Tennessee there, the other teams. Is that how you feel about how things worked out?
No, I think the idea of playing a rookie quarterback does benefit the Bills. Because a particular quarterback who's really struggled hit, I think, the wall in the second half of the season, the rookie wall. And so I think that gives it a little bit more of an advantage to Buffalo. And I think the cold weather, because it's not like Mac Jones, you know, grew up in Antarctica or someplace like that. I mean, he played at Alabama. And so it's like, you know, he's not going to be – I mean, he obviously practices in New England and does all that stuff. But this could be a little bit too cold for him, particularly when he's going through a rookie wall experience.
We had this last year a little bit with Lamar Jackson, who I remember that week before their game in round two, he said about he'd never been in the snow. Was that it, Bulldog, the snow?
Yep.
Or yeah, I think it was snow. And that was the forecast for that game. It didn't really snow that night, but it was, you know, a winter night here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he didn't have his best game. So we'll see. You're right about the rookie quarterback or the first-time playoff quarterbacks. You have five first-timers. Not all are rookies, only Jones, in this weekend's games alone, which is a pretty good number. But those guys over recent years have done pretty badly in playoff debuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because, again, my model for that is Matt Ryan, who obviously has been a great quarterback for Atlanta, drafted in 2008. And, you know, he made the playoffs his first 3 years and lost his first three playoff games. And it just takes time to learn how to win in the playoffs. I mean, Dak Prescott didn't win his first couple playoff games. In fact, I think he's only won one. So it's like, you know, it's not easy if you're an inexperienced guy in the playoffs quarterback trying to win football games.
John Clayton with us on the Wester Hotline. If they were to win and then play Kansas City, how would you see that game?
Kansas City having the edge because it will be at home. We'll see how they come out of the game health-wise. I mean, certainly Tyreek Hill is still a big factor. He was limited in practice today with the heel injury. But you have to think it's got to be better by next week. But, you know, obviously Kansas City is going to have the advantage, but it could be a pretty good game because, you know, at least it's not going to be as cold as it would be in Buffalo.
Do you give the Steelers, like, what percent chance here, John?
One.
Against Kansas City?
1%.
1%. I love it.
Okay. I was anticipating single digits, but you went with the lowest single digit.
I went with one single digit. Yeah, one.
Right. One. Yeah. Not zero. Right. It's never zero.
No.
It's never zero.
No.
Well,
the one thing that's in their favor is the fact that they have absolutely no pressure. None.
Right.
Nobody expects them to win. Nobody expects him to compete. Nobody expects him to be able to do anything, and that could help.
I mean, I know, obviously, this isn't anything, but you have fans who just like, the Steelers, really? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're in prime time a lot, and some of these games have been tougher to watch. But they did make it. They did earn it. And that's a pretty interesting story. I mean, this team was kind of just never taken that seriously this year, and here they are. So, that coach has never had a losing season, right? And that continues?
Yeah. And plus, you have Ben Roethlisberger in his last game, which I think is, you know, fascinating. You know, because, again, it's like he's had such a great 18-year career, and now this is it. I mean, he's wrapping it up. And, you know, he's still see if there's enough left in the tank to be able to do something against Kansas City. There may not be, but, again, he's out there, and that's the only thing that really gives them that 1% chance.
Mike Tomlin and the Steelers at the Chiefs. That's the Sunday night game, Bills and Patriots. Saturday night. What do you think of Tennessee as the one? That's a big advantage.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. Well, particularly, too, you know, just getting healthy. That gives, you know, Julio Jones now is getting healthy. You know, Derrick Henry's getting healthy. And, you know, that gives them a whole shot to be so much better than how they finished the season with injuries. So, no, it's huge.
How about the game that's leading this all off on Saturday afternoon here, Vegas at the Bengals, John?
I like the Bengals. One, they're at home. The two, the Raiders don't have a really very good secondary, particularly at cornerback. And I think that Joe Burrow can take advantage of that with Jamal Chase and you know, what else they have at the wide receiver position. You know, they got Joe Mixon back in this one, so you know, the Raiders will challenge and do the best they can. But they are on the road. You know, they are playing a game that is not going to be easy. But I kind of lean toward Burrow in this one.
So, John, as always, lots of coaching changes in the league. You've probably had some conversations with people in the different markets or executives. Miami, I think, is considered the most surprising. What happened there? I mean, they were on the cusp of the playoffs both years. We've heard about, you know, discord in the front office, and including Brian Flores.
Yeah. Well, apparently he just didn't Brian Flores had a problem getting along with people. And that shouldn't be a surprise because he came from the Bill Belichick coaching tree. And what do they all have in common? They don't seem to get along with everybody. I mean, it's like, you know, Bill O'Brien had his problems. And, I mean, you saw Matt Patricia with all his problems.
Right.
And so that's what ended up happening. Now, with today's firing of David Curley, there's the thought that you know, they'll go for a New England coach in Brian Flores and get him down to Houston. But that firing by Houston was just savage. For the bad team that was there, to fire him after 1 year, that's ridiculous.
Joe Judge, another one.
Well, he deserved it.
Well, Patriots.
Yeah, oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, because, again, he had a problem getting along with everybody. I mean, you go through the history of, you know, Belichick, the Belichick tree, and the Belichick tree seems to rattle so much that it doesn't get along with everybody.
It's a tough tree. It's a not a great tree.
Right?
No.
It's not a tree that wants to grow peacefully with the other trees in the forest, it seems.
No. It's not the friendly tree that you would like.
It leans a certain way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Like a tree, maybe like Charlie Brown Christmas tree, that kind of a tree.
Well, what do you make of the openings? Like, who's the hottest candidate? Maybe Flores already is. And like, what's the best looking job there? I mean, these teams all have problems; they're firing their coaches.
Yeah.
But like, what's the best landing spot of these openings, you think?
I'd say Jacksonville's good, just from the standpoint that at least they have a young quarterback in Trevor Lawrence. They have like $80 million of cap room. So, I mean, they can go out and get things and, you know, get things going. I think Denver's an attractive job. You know, that's why I think, you know, Dan Quinn, even though Dan Quinn's not even an interview in Jacksonville, but, you know, I think Dan Quinn is a great candidate. But I think Denver's a good job because you can get three good receivers. You get, you know, Javonte Williams at running back. You definitely get the Noah Fant at tight end. You got the best secondary in the league.
I like that point. I mean, I know you have a show there or an article you do for Denver? Like, I know you're
an
sort
article.
Of an article.
Okay,
thanks.
An article, and I do hits.
Okay.
On a radio station.
Yeah, I know you know them, and they that Absolutely. I mean, Judy and Sutton as well. Like they have skill. They have loaded up. They have loaded up on good skill players. Even Melvin Gordon, if you want him, he scores touchdowns every year.
Yeah, but he's going to leave in free agency.
Okay, so. Okay. But I mean, they've built around quarterback. They just have not gotten that right. I mean, they've been through lots of different options.
11 quarterbacks since Peyton Manning.
11 quarterbacks since Peyton Manning. That's their last playoff game. Only maybe the Jets have gone longer since making the playoffs than Denver, which is only, what, 2015 season?
Right.
But they've
not
been back, and they've had 11 quarterbacks in whatever that is, six years.
The big hot one, John, with them last offseason, of course, was Aaron Rodgers around the draft. Do you expect them to go hard at whoever is available on the veteran market?
I think they'll go hard. The question is going to be, what's Aaron going to want to do? Does he want to stay there if they go to the Super Bowl? Does he want to leave? Does he want to retire? You know, what does he want? You know, because that's going to play into it too. But I think, you know, George Payton is going to go hard at everything. He's a good general manager. He's an aggressive general manager. He did such a great job this off season. But you know, he knows he has to come up with a quarterback.
Are you at all surprised that more teams, we have whatever it is now, six or seven teams making moves?
Eight
on their coach. Are you surprised at all that more of those teams didn't do this 2 weeks ago when they could have had that 2 weeks to interview candidates?
Not really, no. I think that you want to just get through the season and then start doing it. And, you know, so no, I'm not surprised at all.
Okay.
I mean, because, yeah, it's like a, you know, because, I mean, the one thought would be, if you do something a little early, then maybe you have a chance for a college coach. But you notice no college coach has made any move into the National Football League. It's so hard to do because if you're a college coach, you're going to get taken care of in college much earlier than you're going to be taken care of in the NFL.
Are you saying you don't expect Jim Harbaugh to make the move?
Right now, I did. Now I don't. Now, what the Raiders do, I don't know. Harbaugh would make a lot of sense. But... I think something's going to happen in Michigan that he'll be able to get more money.
What? I did just see today that he hired a new defensive coordinator or maybe a defensive – he made a staff addition.
Doesn't that say something?
Yeah. I know that happens where, you know, coaches, you know, tell the players, I'll be here, don't worry, and then they take a job.
Yeah, that's only Josh McDaniels, though.
Right.
Yeah, it's only Joshy Boy McDaniels.
Yeah. How about the two coordinators here in Buffalo, John? Obviously, the more openings there are, and there's another new one today with Culley being let go in Houston, you know, increases the odds, I suppose. Like, the more jobs, the more people are going to be hired. But how about Leslie Frazier and Brian Daboll? Like, do you think, like, 50-50 that they one of them or both of them get a job? Like, what do you think the odds are?
Well, I'm worried right now because we're only down to one black coach in the National Football League, and that's Mike Tomlin. And I just wonder if Leslie is going to get a job. I tend to think probably not. I think Brian Daboll has a chance. You know, I think certainly Miami's going to be looking at him pretty hard. And so I could see maybe Brian getting a chance to do the Miami Dolphins.
What about Seattle?
It's great. It's a great town. It's sunny today. It's a little bit warmer than normal. But there's not going to be any coaching change. There's not going to be any quarterback change. All these reporters around the country are being stupid for what they're saying. The only thing that I think could change is the fact that in today's meeting, you know, with ownership, that they come out of it and they say, okay, we're going to make a little slight switch in who's making the decisions. Pete, you're 71 years old. Your coaching staff didn't have a great year. Why don't you concentrate on the coaching staff instead of having all the power and let John Snyder make the major decisions? That's the only thing I could see changing.
And Carroll, you think, would be amenable to that?
I think so, yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, it was eventually going to happen because that's all part of John Snyder's contract that runs through 2027. It's just a matter that it doesn't have any specific time when that would happen. Now, Pete Carroll's under contract to 2025, but you know, this could be the juncture where it might happen.
This is not the John Schneider who starred as Bo Duke on the Dukes of Hazzard back in the 80s.
That is not,
different.
He is not. No.
Remember that show? Were you into that?
Yeah. He's the John Schneider who work with Marty Schottenheimer in Washington, and worked for Ron Wolf in Green Bay, and became the general manager out here, hired by Pete Carroll.
All right, John. Well, if we were in opposite places, I would say something like stay warm, although it's still winter. I mean, you've had bad weather games in Seattle. I can still say stay warm, I think.
I appreciate that. I'd like to do that. I don't want to get cold.
No, good. Yeah, some advice.
Yep.
Very good. Any questions for us?
Nope. I think I'm in good shape.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
All right, as our man John Clayton on the Western Hotline, and his appearance on WGR is brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you.
Okay. 803-0550. Yesterday around this time, things got a little sort of, what is the word? I was trying to describe it with a friend earlier in a text that I also struggled for the word. I picked a different one I don't want to use now. I heard Jeremy or saw Jeremy use the word edgy this morning. Like, just sort of this game, is it bigger than last year's? All of that. Did you sign earlier when I said, no more what if they lose these 2 days? Like, just no. We'll see what happens.
I did. And then I, for a fact, yelled, what are we going to do now?
What do we do? Talk about bananas and avocados making each other riper.
3.5 hours. Edgy is to be expected. Is it bigger than last year's KC game? Is it bigger? Whatever. I mean, it's massive. It's a playoff game. It's against the Patriots. It's going to be 0 degrees. Some people are going to be mad at other people who don't want to go because they want a dome, and those people are going to be mad at the people who are out there with no shirts on because they're making it impossible to ever see a dome. Whatever. We're all wound up. It's Belichick. It's MJ10. And, the idea of this not going your way is scary. So, edgy. I think I sound edgy right now. I wasn't feeling edgy when I started talking 10 seconds ago, but now I'm edgy.
There it is.
It just comes out.
It just comes out. Lines are open for your calls. We've got Josh Allen's prop bet lines to give you an idea of what's expected from him stat-wise in this game. Think like what you might think is a good night for him, what the numbers should look like. We'll tell you what one of these sports books is putting up so you can, go over-under when it comes to Allen's game Saturday night. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. The Sabres are in Nashville. Pre-game at 7. This is WGR.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got
got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Longer than I wanted it to be. I don't usually stay up to the conclusion of the Sunday night game, just trying to get a good head start on the next week. But it was a great game to watch as a fan, and certainly obviously determined who we would play there. So it was an important thing to keep our eye on.
Sean McDermott got a question from Sal and Joe today on the extra point about the Charger-Raider game. Mike Tomlin on the topic said he fell asleep. And had the game ended in a tie, Pittsburgh would have been out, so probably saved himself, if he's being honest, a lot of aggravation or tension that night.
Yeah. I like Tomlin there because, like I've said, I don't know, probably a lot of people feel this way, so I'm not claiming any sort of a novel opinion here, but the more I want to watch the thing, the harder time I have staying awake. Like I feel like if I don't really care that much, then, I'll just sit there and stare at it, and I'm not falling asleep. All right, I guess I'm going to make it to the end of this game. But if I'm really into it, I don't know, maybe the concentration level subtly makes you tired or whatever. I don't know, but I find myself struggling to stay awake when I really want to watch something.
You know what I do, which is probably bad? Easy. This is easy. What do I do to that when that happens? That's probably bad.
You snack or have a beer.
The kitchen. Absolutely. The kitchen. I will not open a beer and then fall asleep before finishing it. That never happens. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's right. That's chips.
Yep.
And, it's probably the worst thing you could ever do, eating-wise. It's just like 11:30 at night. I really want to watch the end of this game. I'm falling asleep here. Let's drink. Just right. What a plan. What a plan. Yep.
Right.
All right. I like this theory.
I do. I for that reason, it doesn't happen a lot because my wife works crazy hours. But if she has the next day off, I like if I'm trying to watch a game at night and it gets to be like 10 o'clock and I'm in this zone like you're describing, similarly, like, snack, do something, right? But if she's there, I won't do that. Like, she doesn't like the sound of me eating crunchy things to begin with, so that'll drive her out of the room.
Really?
And I don't want her. Yeah. Yes, it's a thing. And it's healthier. So if she's there, that works for me, because I'd rather not have the crunchy snack. But if she's not there, I'm very tempted to just go do it.
Do you just avoid? Does it depend on like sort of your mood or something? Like, you just know that if you are eating something crunchy, she will be upset or bothered by it.
It's not even, she'll just leave because she knows it will drive her nuts.
It's that bad?
Yes. Yes.
So you just wouldn't do it then in most cases.
Right.
You'll just avoid it.
Right.
Wow, Joe. How about that? You have that to look forward to.
I mean, marriage, it's a thing, folks. You gotta work at it.
He can't eat crunchy things around his wife. Chips. Think of all the crunchy things.
If she is having crunchy peanut things brittle at the same time, it's fine. But
nuts,
if she's not,
that was second.
If she's just like lying there reading a book, and I'm watching,
Does she try to outcrunch you?
She won't try to outcrunch me, but it's just like the sound of her own crunching makes my crunching. It mitigates my crunching.
Ooh, what is the crunchiest food?
Mitigate my crunching.
I think she probably tries to out-crunch you, because why would she not mind if she's eating crunchy food? I think she would have to sort of crunch loud enough purposely to block it out. She leaves the room otherwise.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a question for her, I guess. But yeah, peanut brittle, Joe.
Apple.
Apples. Can you not eat apples around her?
Nope.
Too crunchy.
I wouldn't call an apple crunchy, but it's got a crunch.
Yes.
It's got the, it's got the noise.
Listen, I'm in on the Honeycrisp apple. And that is perhaps, yes. I mean, listen to the name. It's the crispiest apple there is,
I
think. If there is a crispier apple out there, someone please introduce me.
No, you don't want that. You don't want that.
So it's it's tough. Yeah, she won't. It's a struggle. Yeah.
Wow.
Pretzels.
Like
pretzels?
Most days, weekdays especially, I will, after I do whatever I do on the bike, you know, 90 minutes, 2 hours, I will come upstairs and clean up and then have a Honeycrisp apple, a banana with some peanut butter on it, and a couple of little Halo oranges. And that's like that's brunch for me. And if she has just gotten up because she had a long night working and is sitting there having coffee and I walk in with my bowl of fruit, that's it. She's gone.
Bye.
She is out.
Ice.
Ice.
Oh, me chewing ice. It's amazing.
That
it's
might
amazing
be the best.
That we're still together all these years later, because I am an ice chewer and it makes her insane.
I think that's the loudest of them.
Is that the loudest crunchy food? If you call it food.
Is ice food?
Is ice food?
I don't think ice food.
I'm getting texts from friends who say 100%, I can't listen to you crunch if I am crunchless. I need to be crunching something to put up with your crunching.
It's a real thing that, yes, there's a medical, whatever, there's an explanation for it. It's a, I don't know, phobia, whatever it is. She's told me before, because I don't know, 15 years ago, maybe argued about it. Because it's like, what, I can't have some chips? I want some chips. Like, I can't be here. Ah! And like, wow. And at some point, she, like, in an attempt to validate it so that, like, I would stop teasing her and get a little more sensitive about it. It's a thing.
Wow.
It's not just like she's wacko. It's a thing.
Yeah, I'm definitely finding support for this here as I'm getting connected with our fans. I'm definitely finding support for this.
I'm glad that people are texting you that, because this has the potential to be one of these conversations that she hears about second or third hand, and by then it could get completely wet, like to the point where, like, just when she goes back to work, she doesn't have to be working now. She's out of town. So she's, I'm sure, well, I don't know, she could be riding a car listening to the Odyssey app. I hope she is. Not listening. But whenever she goes back to work, she could get, like, she'll text me, like, around whatever time of the day, like, just out of nowhere. What did you say about crispy things? Like, oh, my God. So I'm glad that there is support out there coming. Because that I think will alleviate the situation. Hopefully, we'll see.
Let the record show that has been said. There is support out there for this.
Thank you, people.
Pat is with us. Hello, Pat.
Mike Bulldog, how we doing, guys? Thanks for taking.
Great, Pat. How are you?
I'm great. So this is a what your wife has is a very real thing. I might be off on the pronunciation. It's called. My oldest son, who's going to be 22 in a couple of months, has had this since he was a little kid. So, and he is, it's literally since he was 9 and my daughter was 7, he would just shoot death stares at her for her chewing. But it's gotten worse and worse over the years. So, and I'm the worst offender, so he can't even be in the room if I'm eating anything. So, it's people slurping, people chewing carrots, people chewing myself in a bag of Doritos are something that will literally set him running through a brick wall. So that's how bad that is.
Pat,
sorry, I'm laughing, but yeah.
You sort of broke up right when you were saying what it's called. What is this called, please?
I believe it's pronounced misophonia. M-I-S-O, misophonia, misophonia, something like that.
Okay.
But we looked it up. It's a real thing, and you know, we try and tell other people about it. He's pretty quiet about it. He doesn't say anything, but it's inside the four walls of our house with the five of us there. It has come down to almost fist fights at times.
Very interesting. Thank you. What do you think of the game Saturday, since we have you?
I'm nervous about it. I'm excited to see them win, but it would just be the worst scenario for them to lose to this clown, because then the Pats fans will be saying that, you know, Belichick really intended to lose the last game so that he could get ready for the playoffs. The real one was the playoff matchup. I'm already ready for it if the Bills win, though, for them to say that, it's the long game because Belichick knew he isn't going to make it this year. So, you know, he's gearing up for next year and getting everything on Josh Allen he can. So he's not going to go too hard in this one. They'll swerve it their way either way. So.
Yeah, that's trying really hard in my book.
What do they call that? 4D chess or something? Like he's yeah. playing, whatever.
There should be a word for that, like misophonia. Right. There should be a word for whatever
there
that
you
was. Thank you, Pat.
Yeah, good. All right.
Chewing sounds are a problem.
Yeah.
For some.
I think I want to just say that it's somewhat amazing to me that we are this far into this show's history. Is today the 10,000th show?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. And this has only come up today for the first time.
It's probably right. I don't think I knew this one.
I've never said a word about it before. I don't. It just came up in the flow of conversation. So here we are. But I've been living like this for more than 20 years.
I enjoy the diversion. I did say before the update, I would tell you. You already know this because you were with me like the beginning of the show. Somebody listening may not have been. I said I was going to tell you what the betting lines are on Josh Allen's stats from this game. So, this is the first, it'll be the second weekend of the mobile sports betting, and it's the playoffs, so, we love the playoffs, and it's extensive. I mean, if you haven't done this yet or don't know, it's extensive, the prop bets. You can bet, I saw Derek Carr over under 5.5 rushing yards. There might be value in that. I don't know. That's why I tweeted earlier, how many games have kneel downs? I couldn't even tell you. Like, is it more than half? People were telling me most games have kneel downs. Maybe that's right. That's why I asked that question. So, Allen is this. Over-under lines on his stats, 23 for 35 for 243 yards. Each of those numbers separately, you can go over or under. 23 is the completions, 35 is the attempts. He threw 30 passes right in that win game?
Yes, he was, I think, 15 for 30 in that game, exactly 50%.
All right, so 35, and I think I might like over on that more than anything else. I am not, if you need to know, John Clayton is like, balance. I just can't. I mean, throw it is why they're good, throw it. So I think, that's what should happen on Saturday night if the weather isn't just going to just corrupt the whole thing. Like, I don't know. I really don't think it should. Cold, yes. Very cold. But what does everybody always say about that? Wind is the problem.
Wind, I've been saying it for years. Wind is the enemy of the passing game by far. And then I would say after that, rain. More than snow. Cold, gripping the ball, catching the ball, I think are harder, but you should be able to get it where you want it to go. Grip pertains to that, but I feel like if it's not windy and it is not supposed to be windy, I feel like he'll be able to throw. And I feel like they found out too late in that game a month ago or whenever it was, a little more than a month ago now, that they could throw more effectively than maybe they thought.
Yeah.
As the game went on, they kind of like, this works.
Yeah, I agree. Maybe if you're running it well, then you can stay there. I mean, it's less risky. But I think they walk in the door expecting to be able to throw the ball. That's the Bills. If you can run it as a compliment, good, even better. So I think if I'm going to take any of those numbers, I would take the over on the 35 attempts.
Yeah.
803-0550. And I just might, actually. I don't even have to wonder if I would do it. It's actually available. We've got a game coming up next hour. We've put it off. That's fine. It's been very interesting this week. But we will play a game. I think that is the plan. 6 o'clock. So be ready for that.
So much buildup. I don't know if it's going to live up to that.
So much buildup.
Days
You're right.
Of buildup. No, it's good. It's
days
good.
Of hype.
It's good.
So anyway, stay with us. Thank you for listening. Mike Schopen and the Bulldog, Sneaky Joe. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Caller 564-4978 wins a pair of tickets to see the Eagles Hotel California 2022 tour at KeyBank Center Thursday night, April 21st at 8. Tickets go on sale tomorrow morning at 10 at Ticketmaster.com. It's all courtesy of Live Nation and WGR Sports Radio 550. Do you guys care about the sack record? T.J. Watt tied Michael Strahan for the sack record. There was an appeal made by the Steelers to add one to T.J. Watt's total from a play in their last game, but that was denied by the famed Elias Sports Bureau that has the final say, amazingly, in like everything that happens in sports. Somehow they get to decide. So in the end, they'd end up tied, T.J. Watt and Michael Strahan, 22.5.
I cared enough that I guess I would say I was rooting for him to get it as that Baltimore game was winding down. I stayed with that game. I obviously wanted to see the outcome. It was a tie game and into overtime and whatever. But he seemed almost unblockable at the end, and so I guess I was into it there for a bit. There is also, like, I know they made this appeal. I don't think I even flagged it on Twitter, so I'm not going to be able to go find it. But at one point, some Twitter accounts said, like, hey, if you're mad about them not getting the ruling in favor of another sack on that aborted play, here's a sack from earlier this year against Cleveland.
Yep.
Where, like, Mayfield just runs and goes down almost right at the line of scrimmage, and Watt is just the closest person there. But there are, like, three Steelers right around him.
Yep.
And they gave Watt that sack.
That was the last game, the Monday night game that just was played.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, that was Mike Renner, I think, who had that. But I loved it.
Thank you. Yeah, like, so, you know, don't get too into parsing it, you know? Like, you're probably trying too hard.
Of course, Michael Strahan has that number because Brett Favre took a dive for him so that he could get the record in the first place. So
right.
There's probably most records might have something, some story like this. Here is Steve with us next. Hello, Steve.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I know we're running low on time. I think there's a consensus that a loss this week would be a huge letdown, and it's easy to say that. But I don't think a loss against the Patriots, two really evenly close teams that played two really close games, I don't think it invalidates their season at all. Like, they kind of fell short of expectations already. They were supposed to be the one seed. They didn't get that. They're not going to host two playoff games, most likely. So, like, I guess this is my flawed way of preparing myself for a letdown, but I don't know. I just don't think that losing a close game in the playoffs, likely, is a it's hard. This isn't a great take, maybe, but like, I think the
key word in that time you wanted to avoid it the second time around, but invalidate. Like, the word you used the first time was invalidate, and I don't know what I would do with that word. Like, does it mean they had a bad season? What it would be is that they didn't get to where they got last year or farther.
Right. And invalidate, like, and I think that's different for every person, right? Like, every season that you don't win the Super Bowl is a letdown in some way, and that's a really high standard. So, like, I think we have to find a way to rationalize regular season success and playoff success, and it's so new to me as a millennial fan. Like, this is still pretty uncharted territory, making the playoffs a lot, you know? So, like, I maybe have to do a better job of finding a way to leverage that.
Let's just put this off, at least. Steve, let's just don't beat yourself up. Let's just put off any discussion of the subject until after the game at the earliest. I would let's just do that. That's my advice. And that's what this show is going to be about here today and tomorrow. After yesterday, we talked a lot about what if. Also, were they expected to be the one seed? Maybe by fans. They were not the favorite to be the one seed in the AFC. The Chiefs were.
Right.
And then the Bills. So they missed it by that was by one.
But once the Bills beat the Chiefs, it felt okay. The door is wide open, and then they lost to Tennessee the next week, and you know, and things just went a little sideways there. But when they beat the Chiefs, I think I know I was feeling like, okay, just like take care of it now, and you should be fine. And they would have been fine if they hadn't lost to Jacksonville, or well, more importantly, Tennessee.
They lost five more games after that. That did it. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate getting connected with our fans. Here on the show. The update is next. The Sabres play in Nashville tonight, but pregame is not until 7 Central Time for this game, 8 o'clock start. So we will talk some more after this break. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.